online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
A crucial bill in the Brexit process has passed its latest stage in Parliament. It transfers existing European law into UK ones, but some MPs think it gives the government too much power. Some Tory MPs are threatening to rebel against it next month. Conservative Dominic Grieve says he supports it only if amendments are made.
The bill gives the government, if it passes in its present form, amazing powers of a kind that I can't think any bill in modern British history has done. I let it go through because if I'd obstructed it, I think it would have been to create chaos. My view is that this bill needs to be improved in committee.
KMFM News.
Thousands of homes and buildings in Medway, including the University of Kent, are still without power. UK Power Networks say a fault with an underground electricity cable is affecting more than 5,000 customers. They've got engineers working to fix it. It's not expected to be back on until later this afternoon. Two British soldiers are among three men who've appeared in court charged with being members of a banned neo-Nazi group. They're accused of exchanging racist messages, including discussions about a white-only Britain. Sky's Mark White says one of them addressed Westminster Magistrates Court this morning.
Mr Deacon stood up in the dock and turned towards the press benches, saying that he was a prisoner of conscience, that he was innocent of the charges that had been placed against him.
They're all due back in court later this month.
This is KMFM.
A Gravesend man who kidnapped and attacked his ex-girlfriend has been jailed for just over 3 years. Kieran Butler forced his victim to stop her car in August last year. He then dragged her into the passenger seat and drove off. The 24-year-old from St George's Crescent tried to claim he was somewhere else at the time, but his vehicle was caught on camera. KMFM's been told Kent schools are not going to be investigated to see if they've thrown out sixth formers for bad results in Year 12. The Department for Education has warned schools it's unlawful to kick students out after their first year of A-levels if they don't do well. Some Kent teenagers were among those affected after a school in Bromley did it. They've now taken them back after facing a threat of legal action. Roger Goff's in charge of education in Kent.
It's something that we keep constantly under review, but what I would say is I think actually given what's happened on the in the Sadolabs case, I think that may well actually affect practice across the country.
Two men have been jailed for a total of over 5 years for raiding charity shops in Sittingbourne and stealing property intended to help the disabled and dying. Both the Scope and the Friends of the Wisdom hospice shop in the town were targeted in July.
KMFM News.
Increases in the cost of clothes and fuel have caused the cost of living to go up. Official figures show the consumer price index rose to 2.9% last month, up from 2.6% in July. It's way above the government's 2% target. And plans to build a new £26 million leisure centre in Dover have been given the go-ahead. The facility in Whitfield will include an 8-lane swimming pool, 4-court sports hall and a gym. It should open in early 2019.
Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Cricket, and it's the first day of Kent's Championship game against Gloucestershire a short time ago at Bristol. The home side were on 81 without loss. Now with the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Football, and the Gillingham boss says his team are ready for a battle as they prepare to play AFC Wimbledon tonight. The Gills lost 3-0 to Oxford United on Saturday, which means they still haven't won in the league this season. Aidy Pennock spoke to KMFM after that match and says his team will continue to work hard.
You roll your sleeves up and battle, you know, and then do more than what we've done today. And we know what to expect. It's a tight ground. You know, they're passionate fans, but we know what to expect from them. So we've got to go there and roll up our sleeves and fight for our football club.
Kick-off tonight at 7:45. Meantime, three British teams start their Champions League group stage campaigns tonight. Chelsea host Karabakh, while Manchester United take on FC Basel at Old Trafford. Celtic have a home game against Paris Saint-Germain. And a woman from Deal, who's only been sailing for 3 years, is getting ready to compete in the World Blind Sailing Championships in America. Catherine Westbrook lost her sight when she was just 2 after being diagnosed with cancer. The 25-year-old was picked for the GB squad back in January and hopes to raise the sport's profile.
I'm not sure that many people actually realise that there is such a thing as blind sailing. I think it would be very good if there was more awareness of the sport. There's a lot to be gained by all people from knowing about the sport.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.